Now, the only way that a church can be built, the only way that a man can have faith, is not by his denomination, not by his affiliation, but his faith rests not upon the theology of some man's ideas, because it's more or less altogether man. But the only way faith can find its solemn resting place is upon the immovable and unchangeable Word of God.
Amen.
Faith cometh by hearing, hearing the Word. That's how it takes. And when faith is heard and accepted, it's forever settled.
Amen.
Nothing no more can ever move it, no matter what comes or goes.
Amen.
Nothing can ever change that faith.
Amen.
Think of that. You're anchored, and you no more change for time and eternity. You're anchored forever. For God, by one sacrifice, has perfected forever those that are sanctified, are called.
Amen.
And faith has such a great place in the Christian, the believer's life, that it can take its stand by the side of a muddy grave or over a casket or a precious baby or a sweetheart has passed from this life to the beyond, and with a stern look of the eagle eye can look to him who said, I am the resurrection and the life.
Amen.
And they forget the things that's in the past. They press on to the mark of the high calling. I'm so glad that God has provided such and has made it a free gift to all. That's what churches are to be. Churches doesn't mean denominations or organizations. It means groups of people, of believers, who's gathered together under the fellowship of the Word.